We were talking earlier about whether or not fans took advantage of the Lions' bye week to check some boxes. Also asking Tiger fans how you feel and taking your champ and chump votes. From an unnamed texter, champ, the Vandy students tossing the goalpost in the river was epic. Chump, the Michigan coaching staff, all of them. Next one, champ, Lamar Jackson and his amazing touchdown pass. Chump, Michigan's equipment manager seemingly giving out the wrong cleats. I don't know if that was it, but... next text, as much as I hope I am wrong, I think this is the end of it. Oh, regarding the Tigers, as much as I hope I am wrong, I think this is the end of it. Our team has been playing better than they really are. It was fun while it lasted, but I don't think we get out of this series. Again, I hope I'm wrong. So, look, is the team playing better than they are? I sure hope not, because there's going to be a tremendous amount of excitement leading into next year. And essentially, there is got to be a ton of excitement between the end of the season and the beginning of next year. And you hope that there's a ton of growth, that these young players, you know, will get bigger and stronger and, you know, have a good offseason to come in next year with higher expectations for themselves and hence higher expectations for the team. But he kind of asked a 30,000 foot view question, that our team has been playing better than they really are. That would really suck. It's certainly possible, but it feels like they played too well for too long for that to be the case.
Well, that's the thing. This isn't a 2-week stretch. This isn't a snapshot in time of 10 games and they got hot. I mean, this is 45 games or whatever it is, where they were dominant, best team in baseball.
Yep.
Not just good, the best. Are they the best team in the baseball? No, to that end, they're not. But this is a good baseball team. It's a good baseball team because the pitching staff is really good. Because defensively, they played very well in the second half of the season. First half of the season, you go back and look at it, they weren't playing such great defense.
Mm-hmm.
But what they have gotten in the second half is an average offense now, because they got guys back. They didn't have guys in the first part of the season. I mean, Parker Meadows was terrible in the first month, got sent down to the minors, didn't play. Torkelson was terrible, got sent down to the minors, wasn't playing. Kerry Carpenter got hurt. So those are three big pieces that you're missing, let alone that you're playing a shortstop that was giving you absolutely nothing offensively, defensively, nothing. Except for the rare occasions where runners were in scoring position, and for some odd reason he was able to hit there. But it didn't happen often enough to make a difference. But then you get into August and you get the guys back. That Parker Meadows figured things out. He was hitting very well at Toledo and carried that on to coming to the Tigers. Kerry Carpenter got healthy again and showed that he just crushes right-handed hitters. One of the 10 best in baseball against righties. Boom. Awesome. And Torkelson comes back and does enough where he's part of the offensive run again, even though he wasn't great like he was last year, but he was miles better than what he was in April and May.
Feedback regarding taking advantage of the bye week. CR from Peck writes in, Malcolm Rodriguez was at Blake's Orchard yesterday.
That's nice.
KB says, I took the bye week off to go up north with the family. This way we could drive home Sunday afternoon. Chad at work says, I checked the box yesterday. We went to the pumpkin patch with our 3-year-old. Max in Bath, Michigan, went to the pumpkin patch. I cannot express the amount of bees by the cider and donut stand. They were tracking my children. We had to eat in the van. What a beautiful event.
Did they take pictures in the van too? Send those out to the family.
Nice.
What do you guys do? Because this is a problem for me. I hate this. Whenever you go outside, whether it's an orchard or a picnic or outdoor eating, and there's a bee by you and it feels like it's tracking you, like in that text, are you supposed to not swipe at it and get it angry and it comes at you more? Or are you supposed to play, you know, coy? Or how do you not swipe at it eventually, you know, when it's just it won't go away?
This is kind of like a bonus pretzel question.
Tell the pretzels question.
I try for the first few times to not touch it, to just ignore it.
Ignore it.
And then when it's buzzing near your head, you got to do, like, I can't help myself. I'll swat at it. And more often than not, it works and it stays away. But I was at somebody's house a few weeks ago on a Sunday, and it was nice enough that the Lions are, well, it wasn't the Lions were playing, the Bears were playing on a Sunday afternoon, maybe in the opening weekend of the football season. And sitting on this back deck and watching, we're having brunch with everybody, but there are bees out. Like, where are these bees coming from? And it got to be too much, all this, which was really annoying. Bees ruin things. They ruin the experience.
I typically slowly walk away. Like, I just, I will get up and I will vacate the premise. Now, if they're following me, I'll pick up the pace. Eventually, though, I'll try and punch it.
Right in its face.
Yeah.
Not only can Doug beat the snake, he beat the bees.
Beat the bees.
From Scott, guys walking around Saturday looking depressed at cider mills. You see guys in Michigan and Michigan State gear, zombies walking through some row of random craft kiosks, powerless to escape. It's very sad. Quote, no, I don't care if you buy a spiced apple candle or a spiced pumpkin candle. Yep. Yesterday was the day to do it. Yesterday was the day to do it. Let's go to DJ in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, DJ.
What's up, man? How y'all boys doing? Y'all all right?
We're doing great, DJ.
Yeah, you got it. I'm going to make y'all laugh a little bit.
Here we go.
Okay.
I actually looked at the schedule 4 months ago, and I decided, so my entire life, man, since I was about 15, man, I started receding. I started going bald because of my mom's dad, right? I've always hated it. So I've gotten grown. I've been tired of walking around looking like George Jefferson. I looked at the Lions' schedule, and I said, you know what? I'm going to Turkey. So I went to Turkey over the Lions' bye week, went and got me some hair. So now I'm back in the game. I got back. That's why I ain't heard from it. I ain't even been around. I went and got me some hair. So I'm back in the game.
Well, hold on.
You went to Turkey?
You went to Turkey to get some hair.
Yep. I went to Istanbul. Yep.
Wow.
Not mine.
Are they known for it?
That's exactly what they're known for. So now, mind you, I didn't know nothing about Turkey, though. So I get there. I get to looking stuff up. Turkey is the number one most visited city in the world now.
Turkey's
Dubai,
a country.
Everywhere.
You mean Istanbul?
Yeah, so look. No, Istanbul. It's beautiful. So check this out, guys. So when I go, obviously, again, I've been walking around with a receding hairline looking like George Jefferson and Carl Winslow for 30 years. So I'm nervous. I get to the hotel. The whole hotel is filled with guys from Paris, France, Asia, China, the UK, everybody. Everybody walking around getting hair transplants. Yep, all bald guys got hair now.
Or at least prematurely balding.
Right.
but it's weird. Like, you know how, like, a lot of time, man, sometimes men can have places where men will be more comfortable and talk to each other. When I tell you I've never seen more friendly men, because we were all there with the same cause to get our hair back. So we was talking, and that's how I found out it was literally guys from all around the world, Asia, China, Australia. We was all talking. So that's what I did over the bye week.
So this just happened.
This is fascinating.
I am fascinated by it. So this just happened. So when do you expect to start seeing results?
It's already growing back. So this is how it works, man. So genetically, you start receding, you know, based off your genetics when the DHT testosterone starts killing the DHT at the front of your hair. But the thing is, the George Jefferson hairline, the back and the sides, which is called your donor area, that grows back for the rest of your life. So what it is they do the FUE, and they take those hairs out of your back,
right,
and they put your hairline back across how you want it.
Yeah.
And it grows back for the rest of your life. So now it's been a week. I got my certain procedure done Wednesday. My hair is already starting to grow back. But then what happens is it falls out after 10 days because the hair is shot, and then it'll grow back for the rest of your life after 1 month.
Huh. But it won't grow back from where you donate it from, though, right? Because once you take it from there.
No. So that doesn't grow back. So what it is like they take that hair and they take one, they leave three. So the one that they take, you never even know is missing when it grows back. But if you guys get some sense, man, look it up, man. Floyd Mayweather, Tom Brady, Deion Sanders, they've all had it.
I knew about it. I just thought you'd go see Dr. Berkowitz rather than going to
Here, let me tell you. Dr. Berkowitz, I went there 2 years ago. It was $14,000 here in the state.
Yeah, see.
In Turkey, it was $2,800. I'm on the plane. Yeah, I'm on the way.
Well, welcome to getting back in the game, I guess.
Hey, I haven't walked around this proud in so long. I'm talking about just the small hair, but I've seen all my friends. They like, dude, you back? Like, they ain't seen me looking like this since I was in high school. I'm back.
Interesting, because
so I
thank you for the call. Yeah. I'm quite fascinated, and I having a similar problem to you. I got a caramel apple yesterday.
You checked a different box, Doug. That's a box I did not expect to be checked during the bye week.
Oh.
Hey, guys, when that call started, I was like, oh, he shaved his head. He's going to tell us he shaved his head.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, go for it, man. Yeah.
Am I wrong to think? I don't think this is all that bad.
It's not.
I don't think being bald is all that bad.
I'm so used to seeing you. I would look weird for me now if you were to get a procedure done. Because I'm used to seeing you like this.
I like it.
Listen,
am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. You've accepted it and you enjoy it now. That's
what?
Fine. No, the fact that you're bald.
It's gone.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to accept. I think it's a perfectly respectable look.
Well, talk to DJ. He didn't accept it. So don't tell me.
To each their own, I guess. Yeah.
And you can't tell me. I don't care, Doug, what you say. You would rather have hair as far as you could shave it off even if you have hair. You know what I'm saying? You could get that same look.
I guess I don't have the option. I like this look better than when I had hair.
Well, you have no option.
What's more, I don't have the option any longer. Well, I do. It's in Istanbul, but.
Well, the option is anywhere. It depends on how, you know.
It's only 2,400 lira.
Cost conscious you want to be.
2,400
lira. I looked it up, Gator.
I guess, you know what?
And a camel.
I'm going to ask my wife sometimes just very. Very innocuously, hey, I'm thinking about going to Istanbul to get my hair replaced, to see what she'd say.
Well, Michigan does have a bye week coming up.